So great. Del, Andrea, Alan. Oh, beautiful. Brian. Oh, that is so good. So good. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Whew, touched my heart. Before I get started, before we even have Dr. Ken, I want to acknowledge Reverend Lanny sitting in the back there and Reverend Pixie sitting up here. So I just want to, so you were well surrounded by reverends. Thank you. Thank you for being here, both of you. Thank you so much. So this is the first of the month, and always on the first of the month, we hear from our spiritual leader, Dr. Ken Gordon. So here he goes. Okay, he's going to start. No? Not happening? Well, you know he has really good things to say. That's the quietest I've ever heard him. Okay, Tony, thank you. Let's give Tony some love. Those people back at the PowerPoint, let me tell you, they go above and beyond, and Rex on the sound. We just want to make sure they get lots of our love because it's an amazing job you put together. Well, Dr. Ken was talking about the thing itself. However, then I was going to come back and say, you know, I have to say, being here for 10 years is really something for me to acknowledge and to recognize and to have you acknowledge and recognize. And I know some of you are here just because of that. And I have to tell you that something greater at that time called me. Something greater called me. And I knew this from the very beginning of my time here. And I made a commitment to make this work. And I don't know if all of you know, but at the time, I was living in Santa Rosa. And so I said yes to Mikey, who was the president of the board at that time, and Philip. And I said yes, and here I came. But I would come up on Sunday mornings. And so I'd drive up, I'd leave the house at about 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, and I'd sit with one of those little tablets like that, and I'd be writing my talk as I drove very carefully, of course, on the freeway. At 80 miles an hour, I thought, oh, God bless me. Anyways, then I'd come up, and I'd stay here until Wednesday, and then I'd turn around and go back home, back to Santa Rosa. I did that for 5.5 years. And I, you know, once I stopped, I couldn't believe I had done it. And then I would tell Rick, you're going to love it up here. And he'd say, you know, I might never come up. And I told you as a community, I said, you know, Rick might never come up. And I had to be okay with that. There's a reason I'm telling you all of this, because you see, life calls us. Life calls us, and it isn't always easy. And at the time, being here shook me to my core in different times. And those of you who have been here all along, you know when I got shook. And you know that when that the Spirit of God asked me to grow more and greater. And you know, the polishing of each and every one of us had to take place, and especially for me. And so then Rick finally decided he was going to come up here, and so we found a place, and I lived here, and Rick stayed with a friend of ours, and he did it for 5.5 months, and he said, I can't stand it. And he said, how did you do it for 5.5 years? I said, I don't know, but there's something greater within all of us that calls us. I knew this was where I was to be, and I was asked to grow beyond my own limited thinking, that only this kind of an environment can create that. And you're either going to grow or you're going to fall apart. And every time that I would be challenged, because taking on a community, a church, and isn't always the easiest thing. Oh my gosh, it's grown me. It's benefited me. And the rewards that I have received, and I thank each and every one of you, have been magical. Magical. Beyond my wildest dreams. I could have never guessed that I would be who I am today. Mikey said to me, Not long ago, she said, "You've really grown." Thank you, God. The person I came here as was a great person, but that's so much better today. See, it awaits all of us when we're called. It awaits all of us. And the love that lifts us up, and your love has lifted me up, your belief in me that in those hard times that I could do it, gave me courage. And you all know who you are. Whether you're new here, and what Sharon said, she said, "I've never been to a community that is so loving." You make the difference, and you've made the difference in my life. And I just really have to thank you all. So we're going to talk today about the thing itself. And it's that that calls each and every one of us to be greater, to be more. The thing itself asks us to be true to our divine nature. What is it that's calling you? What is it that's asking you to go beyond where you think you've ever been before or been able to do? Because the thing itself is our foundation, is that that we stand upon, that loves us. It's God in us as us. It is not anything else. And so I ask you these questions today. Are you willing to be a greater expression of who you are? Because I believe everything in life asks us of that. Are you willing to walk into your vision with courage? Yeah, you're going to falter sometimes. But knowing that when you walk into that vision, that you will be supported, that there's something greater that we can't always see. Are you willing to keep going even when you are challenged? Because I believe that's what life asks of us. We're going to bump up against where we have not grown or gone before. Are you willing to call your magnificence forward? Because that's what it takes. Are you willing to cry and let go of whatever's standing in your way? This thing itself, within each one of us, is always available. It's up to each one of us to call upon it, to call it, to awaken it, to allow it to awaken within us. So I'm going to ask you this morning to imagine that you're adrift in the ocean. You're lost at sea. Are you going to give up? Are you going to say, "Well, I'm lost at sea. It's no hope. I'm all by myself"? Or will you dig deep within yourself and find that within you that knows exactly what to do, knows that the sun rises in the west and sets in the east, and so depending on which way this boat is supposed to go, you're going to start to paddle that way, even though you know you don't have all the equipment, but you're going to trust it, yes? Do you see? And you're going to return to shore safely, or are you going to give up and surrender to the circumstance that you found yourself in, lost at sea? Oh, well, let's stop. We're not in a boat, and we're not out at sea. We're not adrift in the ocean. However, whatever you're struggling with today might make you feel helpless. It maybe makes you feel lost. So thank God you're not in the boat. Oh, I'm just struggling with whatever it is. So this morning, we're going to ask ourselves the question, are you going to let your struggle defeat you? Or will you declare right now that there is greatness within me, greatness within you, greatness that you have never tapped in before? Will you focus only on the thing itself, the foundation, this God, Spirit, the divine, whatever you want to call it, the greatness within you is available? Will you focus on that? Or the struggle? And will you be willing to say, I am greater than my struggle? It's our mind, our intentions, what we believe about ourselves that determines the direction that we're going to take. Because, yeah, struggles, things happen in our lives. But if we allow that to stop us, then we stay the same. I don't think anybody here is doing that. See, we have to believe about ourselves and the direction that we wish to go in. We have to stay true north, true east, true west, whatever it looks like for you. Are you willing to do what it takes to go beyond any stuck places? Are you willing to stop and say, wait a second, there's more in me. There's a foundation that I stand upon, and maybe I forgot that it's there for me, but I'm going to wake it up now. If you will keep on keeping on, before you know it, it might take 10 years, but I don't think so. Because it just kept going like this, higher and higher and greater within me that I kept finding. Within a short period of time, you will be lifted up and out of any struggle into the God greater in you than you have ever felt before. Isn't that what we're all looking for? Isn't that why we're here? So that we can be that, to understand that, to ground ourselves in that, so when we are out there, we know we've got our life vest on. You plus God is a powerful presence, a powerful partnership. And you are here to claim Spirit as your source and your freedom, and to live from the blessings, and to know within yourself that you are never, ever alone. And we're here to help you do that. And I don't know if you've seen the board on the back of the back wall, but we're going to show you everything that we have available for you this month to give you that care, to support you. Mary Ellen is going to be taking the Science of Mind magazine the first Sunday of every month, starting next month. And she's going to sit with you and show you how to navigate through that. It's absolutely free, a love offering. It'd be wonderful. So you have that. Joy, every Thursday night, Joy is sick. We're going to keep her in prayer. Mary Ellen is doing this Thursday night, is Science of Mind, Living Science of Mind. Come for an hour and a half. Be blessed by the great presence of our practitioners. Reverend Suzanne starting a class this month. Peter's preparing for the foundations class next month. So are you willing to do what it takes to go beyond any stuck places? If you keep on keeping on, I guarantee you, before you know it, you will be lifted out of that struggle, because that is an absolute guarantee. And that you'll live from the blessing of knowing you are never alone. Because we're going to learn how to ask God to refresh you, to get prayer, to get in a class, to open to all that we have available for you. It's time for the new you and the new year. The thing itself is your foundation. It is that that created us, that never left us, that is within us and throughout us, and is the guide within us that says, there's more, there's more, there's more of you to be expressed and experienced. Waiting to be in partnership with you. So I'm reminded of the Cherokee lesson. And I love it. And it's so simple. And the wise grandfather is speaking to his granddaughter, and he tells her, there is a fight going on inside of me. And he says, it's a terrible fight between two wolves. And he said, one wolf wants to harm, and the other wolf wants only good. The same fight goes on, he said, in every person. And the granddaughter, wide-eyed, looks at her grandfather and says, grandfather, which wolf will win? And the grandfather says, the one you feed. Which wolf or thought will you feed? Because you see, this is what I've learned, is we have to stay vigilant. Vigilant to what we're thinking and what we allow, the thoughts that come up in our mind. This old legend reminds us that whatever or however we think will grow us. Our thoughts are where the direction that our boat, that our selves are taking. Let us keep asking, is my thinking for my good? Is this what I wish more of? I love to say, and you hear me all the time, it's all good, it's all God. And I say that over and over and over again because, you see, it reminds me, oh, I have to look for God in this. I have to look for God in this. Because I do forget. I don't know about you, but I get pulled by the events and circumstances of life. It's all good, all God. Oh, yeah, got to stop and look. Where's God in this? This helps me to look for the good when I feel challenged. Use it. Our experiences come from our thinking. Our experiences come from the thoughts we think. The thing itself waits for us to partner with it. Spirit, God, the infinite, the divine, whatever name you call it, it waits for our acknowledgement within us. Let's be sure as we go about this week that we feed the right wolf, keeping our thoughts and intentions lifted in spirit, lifted in the divine. Next week, I'll give you even more available on how to do that. But for right now, I invite us each to be mindful of what we think and of what we say to ourselves, because you're the beloved place where God shows up. You are magnificent. You are filled with the spirit of life. Live it, act like it. Let it live in you. You have made me do this, and I will forever be grateful. Let's take that into prayer. So we just take this moment where we recognize there is only one life, one power, one all-loving, all-nurturing presence. By whatever name I call this God, the infinite, the divine, the beloved. Only one. And it so is desiring to be in total and complete partnership with all that I am and all that I am yet to be, for I am the beloved place where God shows up. I acknowledge this. I recognize it. I allow it. I am grateful for it. And what is true of me is equally magnificently and gloriously true for each and every one of you. You are the beloved place where God shows up. You are the light and the love and the glory and the magnificence of God uniquely expressing as you, individualized. You are that light of truth. Let it shine. Let this new you, new year, be the focus of your intention as you go about your daily life, first and foremost in God, in love, in harmony and peace. So knowing and accepting that every prayer request is already being answered in that mind of God, and right where everyone is, God is. And anybody who comes to our mind, anybody in our family, in our life, that we desire more loving, healing, harmony, and peace for, we just bring them to mind, and knowing God's doing God's work all the time. And so we trust in this divine presence, this foundation that we each and every one of us stand on, that is within us, that guides us through every event, every circumstance, and we walk in partnership, in divine presence. We bless each other as we bless ourselves. And we recognize that greater than what I can speak in words is already taking place in the mind of God, and we trust that divine mind. And we release into that infinite, glorious, powerful, loving presence of the Mother, Father, God. And we just let God do God's work. And if you're in agreement with me, please join me in saying, and so it is. Amen.